Welcome. You're listening to Unlisted X Urban Voices podcast. We got a user submitted story. This is part one of the story that was submitted to us through the Cucks on Urban Femdom group chat. After he told us the story, broke it down into three parts. We want y'all take on this. Like, what do y'all think about this? Because when we were discussing this with the other admins of the group chat, they say this is a typical thing that happens in this type of relationship, in the swinging, cuckolding relationship. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? We want you guys to check out this this story that was submitted to us. The person who chopped it up, edited it up, uploaded it on YouTube, and we're leaving it to y'all to listen on the podcast. Let us know what y'all think. Oh yeah, and by the way, follow us on YouTube, like and subscribe, search up Unlisted X. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. You gotta tweak the algorithm. If you like our work, tweak the algorithm, like, share, and subscribe. Get us up there. Spread the word. And then you can see more of us. The more you subscribe, when you subscribe, the more you like, the more you comment, lets us know that we're doing a good job and we can keep it moving. But yeah, go ahead, check this story out, man.
In the dim light of our shared apartment, under the soft glow of the moon filtering through the sheer curtains, I found myself in a moment of vulnerability with my girlfriend, Sarah. We had been together for 3 years, a journey marked by laughter, shared dreams, and the quiet comfort of companionship. But that evening, as we lay entwined in the aftermath of love, I felt a surge of honesty bubble up from within me. I whispered into the darkness, confessing a fantasy that had lingered in the recesses of my mind, a fantasy of her with another man, a cuckold fantasy. Her reaction was not what I expected. The room, usually filled with the warmth of our connection, grew colder as tears welled up in her eyes. Confusion and concern washed over me as I watched her struggle with her emotions. "What's wrong?" I asked, my voice laced with worry. What followed was a confession that shattered the serene bubble we had built around us. Sarah admitted that she had not just fantasized, but had stepped beyond the bounds of our relationship. Not once, but thrice. Each word she spoke was like a hammer to the foundation of trust we had built. The first betrayal happened during one of her late shifts at the bar. She had always been so vibrant, so full of life. And that night, exhaustion mixed with desire led her into the arms of a coworker in the dimly lit basement. She spoke of a fleeting connection, a momentary lapse fueled by fatigue, and an attraction she had fought against for months. The second and third confessions came with a backdrop of a tropical vacation, a time that was supposed to be about relaxation and fun with friends. Instead, it became a canvas for her infidelity. One night, under the pulsating lights of a club, she met a stranger whose charm was as intoxicating as the cocktails she served. They ended up in her hotel room, the thrill of the unknown overriding any thoughts of consequence. The third time was perhaps the most perplexing for me. It was during a double date, an attempt to support her friend's new relationship, which spiraled into another moment of betrayal when they found themselves overhearing the sounds of passion from the next room, leading them into their own whirlwind of desire. As she recounted these moments, her voice was a mix of regret and relief, as if the confession was both a burden and a release. She spoke of the guilt that had gnawed at her insides, a constant companion to her secret. "I just couldn't keep it in anymore," she sobbed, her eyes searching mine for forgiveness or understanding, or perhaps both. I was caught in a tempest of emotions. On one hand, there was an inexplicable arousal at her revelations, a dark thrill that matched my confessed fantasy. On the other, a deep, searing betrayal that tore through the fabric of our relationship. How could the woman I loved, with whom I shared my deepest secrets and dreams, have been so distant in her actions? The silence that followed was thick, palpable. I was at a crossroads, torn between the desire that had initially sparked this conversation and the profound hurt of her betrayals. We lay there, the distance between us now more than physical. Each lost in our thoughts, trying to piece together what this revelation meant for us, for our future, for the love we thought we knew. That night, sleep was elusive. We spoke little, each word heavy with the weight of our new reality. The dawn brought no answers, just the stark realization that love, trust, and desire are far more complex than we had ever imagined. We were at the beginning of a journey, not just of understanding each other's fantasies and faults, but of deciding whether our love could withstand such a storm.
That was kind of deep, right? So, what y'all think about that? Let us know. Again, you can let us know on YouTube. Search Underlisted or just Underlisted X. Part 1 and Part 2 of the story should be up there. You know what I'm saying? Part 3 coming soon. This is submitted by one anonymous user out of the Cuck Zone group chat. Let us know your thoughts in the comments.